Okay. All right. Hey, everyone. Hey, all my listeners.
Hey, guys.
My name is Rachel Lynch, and I'm here with my friend, Alex Hall.
Hello, hello.
And today we are talking about how laughing really hard at an historical location connected to Meriwether Lewis, the one from Lewis and Clark, if you're not familiar, began our 9-year-long friendship. So this laughing moment started Alex and I's friendship. Do you want to fill listeners in about how this happened and what I'm talking about?
I absolutely do. I want to intro first and just say how excited I am to be here. I can't even find the words, but I kind of need to because that's the whole point. Where Meriwether Lewis died. That is Grinder Stand. Where Meriwether Lewis died. Yes. Lewis of Lewis and Clark.
Right. Set the scene, though. Like, okay, so this was in 2010, because it's been 9 years, so it's 2019.
It's been a long time.
So 2010, and we were in 8th grade at Lamar.
Little 13-year-old Rachel and Alex. I had just a little backstory. I had just moved because at the time, I was going to a different middle school, but my family, we moved, like, across town. My mom and brother and I, we moved across town, so I had to change schools. And I wasn't mad that I was going to Lamar. I was just like, okay, it's 8th grade, whatever. And so I just remember starting this new class, this new history class. I think it was, like, pre-AP. Was it?
I think so.
Like, a pre-AP history. American history class.
With Mrs. Carpenter.
With Mrs. Carpenter.
At what's the full name? I can't remember the full name of our middle school. It's Lamar.
MB Lamar Middle School.
After the Texan, historical Texan figure, MB Lamar. Anyways,
absolutely. Yeah, I just remember starting this new pre-AP history class. I was a nerd in school, and I still am. So I really was excited to be in this pre-AP class, and I don't have a lot of backstory on how Rachel and I like met. But I just remember this particular day so well. It'll forever stand out in my memory because Grinder Stand.
Yeah.
Like, that's all I can say. We were laughing about it. That's how we became friends. Rachel was laughing about it. I was laughing about it. We were mutually laughing about the fact that something in history is called Grinder's Stand.
Yeah, because our little middle school brains thought that was because grinding is like the way that you dance inappropriately or whatever, and it just
grinds
sounded like so funny that this is unfortunately where this historical figure died.
I just remember finding it hilarious, as any 13-year-old would, and the part that like sealed the friendship is Miss Carpenter only got mad at Rachel for laughing. We were both laughing. That's the key. We were both laughing, but Miss Carpenter called Rachel out on it, and I was just like, ooh.
Which made you laugh even more.
No, I was just like,
and you still didn't get in trouble.
I was like, and I, ooh.
Right, right. It was like one of those moments where no one else in the room is laughing but us at this, like, really just silly thing, and the worst part was that I got in trouble.
Yeah.
And I was, like, known as the talker or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think, and looking back, I think Miss Carpenter was probably giving me a pass because I was the new girl. She was probably like, that Alex is laughing too, but I'll let it slide.
I think it's because you laugh really quiet, though, too, and I'm not a quiet person.
Sometimes my laugh can be loud, let's be honest. But, yeah, this particular day, I was probably like, I was probably trying to quell it just a little bit so I didn't get in trouble like Rachel.
It's one of my favorite moments of our friendship, but like of my life too.
Same, so exact funny. Same. Like, you just took the words out of my mouth.
Because it was like such a middle school moment just to be laughing at something
so middle school
that isn't even that funny, but we thought it was hilarious.
When I write my memoirs, this particular event will be in it. I just want to say that.
Yeah. Yeah, no, same. And we quote it still to this day.
We quote it, absolutely. We'll be
so
like,
9 years later, we still say Grinder Stand to each other and laugh about it. But, yeah, that was the beginning of a really beautiful and unlikely friendship between us. I don't think either of us would have expected to
be
friends.
No, I mean, white girl, black girl, not just to throw race into it, but, like, I grew up with white kids. It wasn't a big deal. But, like, I think the thing with you is that you seemed, I don't know, you just seemed different than any friend I've ever made before because, I don't want to say because you were so nice, but you were, like, you just had this aura about you, this energy that I don't know, like, you were so out there, and I think that's what I liked about you and still like about you. Like, other friends I've made are like, they're sometimes quieter or just a little more to themselves, kind of like me, because, like, I have my moments. Fun fact, I'm bipolar. But, yeah, you were just so, just like, yes about life. And I think that's what, it didn't scare me. I was just like, okay. What about me made you not think relationship was likely?
Oh, no, it's not that. It's just, I think when you look at us, like, if you looked at us and in that classroom, like, if I looked at everybody and just in general personalities,
you wouldn't be like, they're gonna be friends.
Well, I think you were really quiet at mm-hmm. the beginning, mm-hmm. which
new girl
has never been a problem for me. Mm-hmm. I love everybody, mm-hmm. But I think you're really funny, you're really easygoing, which I tend to not be very easygoing. Mm-hmm. I tend to be a little bit more,
yes,
crazy, and so I don't know if it was anything. I think just specifically, like, just looking at the things that we both like. But we are actually more similar.
No, we're...
Like, we both love to write, and we both...
Just a little backstory. So, yeah, I said I'm bipolar. I'm realizing things about myself. This is the year of, like, realizing things. And I'm realizing things about myself that I never would have realized had I not gone through a terrible, depressive summer. Not to get, like, real for a second. But,
Do it.
I'm an empath, so I pick up on other people's energies. I can read energies. I can read. But seriously, I can, like, read when other people are just feeling some type of way. And I think that's been really good for me because I'm realizing how much I actually have in common with people that maybe in the past I thought were so different from myself. Point blank, period.
Nice. Yeah. So, I mean, but, like, to answer your question, I think we are more similar when we get under the surface, we're more similar, but I think on the surface, you'd mm-hmm. be surprised mm-hmm. that we're friends.
Absolutely.
And I think we balance each other out really well because you're very mellow.
We're high-fiving.
We're holding hands right now. We're she just held my hand as I was saying this.
Yeah.
You're really mellow and easygoing, and you are very positive in a different way than me. So I think we balance each other out.
Yeah.
And we kind of pick each other up. Like, it's a good, like, we're not the same, mm-hmm. But we are similar. Mm-hmm. It's a weird way to say it.
So
we both enjoy writing, we like to talk, we are both focused on, I think we have the same morals and the same values, and we also, like, have had childhood, remember, like, we grew up, so we started in eighth grade, mm-hmm. But we also went to high school together, mm-hmm. and we did yearbook together. That's mm-hmm. kind of where we came back. We had always known each other through mm-hmm. high school.
Yeah, God but we came just back. Kept bringing us back into each other's lives.
And then we went to community college together.
That sealed the deal. Right. After community college, we were like, we've straight been going through UNT together.
Yeah, so, like, we both went to North Central Texas College in Flower Mound, which is where we both live still. Mm-hmm. We both live in Flower Mound. We both grew up in Flower Mound. Mm-hmm. And so I just think we have, like, similar life experiences mm-hmm. that have kept bringing us together. Mm-hmm. So, like, community college, we did that our mm-hmm. first year, freshman year of college. Yeah. And then we both go to UNT. And we both worked for the North Texas Daily together.
Basically, what she's getting at is that we're the same but different.
Yeah. So I just think that's interesting because, mm-hmm. yeah, I don't think I would describe us similar. Like, I would be like, oh, yeah, we're the exact same person. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't surprise me that we've been friends for this mm-hmm. long. But overall, like, talking about friendship and all that, mm-hmm. like, what would you say is a good friend?
Going through what I've gone through, which is, as I've alluded to before, bipolar depression, to me, a good friend, just to be, like, not to be cliche, but to me, a good friend is somebody that picks you up when you're down. Like, as simple as that. I think there's levels to friendship, like hanging out with people, what you guys have in common, what, like, balancing each other out. Like, basically everything Rachel just said about our friendship, I think that is what makes a good friend, like, us for each other. But for the most part, not for the most part, I think going through what I've been through is a friend is someone that picks you up when you're down. and not to just be a downer, but somebody that like shares in your successes as well. So picks you up when you're down, shares in your successes, is there for you when you need them to be. To me, a friend is all of those things, a good friend.
Awesome. I agree. I think so too. I think that's why. Also, I think we've given each other a good friend knows when to give you space or...
Absolutely. Yeah, I could talk about that as well because there are friends in my life that I can hang out with them 5 days straight. I don't want to say not get tired of them, but like not get as tired. And then there's Rachel. We'll not hang out for like months. And then as soon as we reconnect, it's like no time has passed at all. And I think that's a really good friend because space in a friendship, I think, is crucial, like to any friendship.
Which I think sounds kind of contradictory because you're like, oh, you know, a friend should be with you all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
But I just feel like that's super... I think that's like elementary, middle school friendships when I think about
absolutely
having to always be together. Yeah. It's almost unhealthy at times.
Yeah, kids at like 12 or 13 are like, we're doing everything together for the next year.
Which we did.
Yeah.
We started there, so true, the fact that we've been able to mature together is pretty cool.
Look at God.
I know. and, oh, I was going to say something else you brought up. Oh, like... Yeah, so sometimes we won't hang out for, like, a couple months at a time, but we don't do that as much. I feel like ever since we started college...
Lately, we do hang out more frequently. I think that's just, like, just to dive into faith a little bit. I think it's just, like, God's way of showing us that, like, at this point in our lives, we kind of need each other a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So that's why we're making more appearances in each other's lives. Yeah, because college is rough in the best way possible, and also just being a 20-something is rough in the best way possible, but I think we've been there for each other a lot lately in these past few years, and I love that. So.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so you keep referencing some of the tough stuff you've been through in the last couple years, which I know I've gotten the opportunity to walk with you through those things. And I know you personally, it can be tempting, or at least for me, like when I go through hard stuff, to isolate myself or to get away. So what would you say to anybody that's also going through a tough time like you have? What would you say to encourage them to push through that temptation to maybe be isolated or to maybe cut off your friends? Why is it so important to have those friends in those times?
Wonderful question. I would say... to anybody struggling, like, with depression, mania, whatever, in times when you're feeling low, when you're depressed, it is so crucial to have people around. I can't overemphasize that enough. I know in my own life, absolutely the temptation to isolate yourself, it's there, it's real, because you just feel so alone in the world. Like, whether you're physically alone or with people or not, like in your heart and in your mind, you feel so alone. That's called the devil. No, but seriously, I would say just reach out. Like, I know it's cliche, it sounds really, like it's things we all hear over and over when like you hear about depression and suicide and mental illness. It's crucial to just have people there for you. And I'm willing to bet if you're alive, if you're a person, if you're a human, there are people in your life that are there for you. It might not be 10, 12, 80 people. It might be one really good friend. It might be your mom or your dad or your brother. Reach out. Like, I really can't say that enough. Reach out, reach out, reach out. Call them, text them, write them, snail mail, whatever. Reach out to people. And on the other side of that, check on your friends. Check on your friends. Check on your friends. I repeat that because it is so crucial. Your friends are your friends for a reason. Like, you love them. They're there for you. You're there for them, whatever. With mental illness, and I can speak on this, one day could be great. Birds are chirping. Sky's blue. Grass is green. And the next day, everything could be black, dark, sad. Rain clouds following you around. Just, I cannot overemphasize checking on not just your friends, but just people in your life, family, friends, just reach out on both sides of the coin. Reach out when you feel yourself isolating, and reach out to friends just anytime they're like, the thought of them is put on your heart. That's it.
Awesome. Yeah, and as kind of the friend, one of the friends in your life, I know I'm not the only friend you have. Mm-hmm. You have a lot of friends. It's just Alex has a lot of friends, y'all.
I am a light but in this world.
She is a light. Yeah. But as one of your friends, like, so kind of going along with that, what is something that a friend can say to you when you're going through those times, or just in general, whenever they do reach out, like, what can that friend say that's going to make mm-hmm. you feel seen and mm-hmm. valued, mm-hmm. Whether you're struggling or just like just needing mm-hmm. just needing some encouragement.
Mm-hmm. I would say just keep it simple. Like, I keep saying the word cliche, but it's so true. If you are trying to be there for a friend, advocate for a friend, let them know that you're there. Just simple as that. Let them know that you're there. Maybe say like, hey, I'm here. If you need anything, text me, call me. Obviously anything, not literally anything, but like, I know for me, when I start to feel really low, I'll text friends. Like, I'll text random people like that have been on my heart. And I know it probably scares them, because I'll say things like, hey, I'm not doing too well. Just wanted to reach out and talk and see if you want to do mm-hmm. something. But to friends that are wanting, to friends that are wanting to be there for someone, like in that instance, I would just say, like I said, keep it simple. Just say, I'm here. If you need me, don't be a stranger. Reach out. Because that's the biggest thing. I think people are afraid to reach out because mm-hmm. they don't want to seem unwell. Like, for me, it's almost like embarrassment. Like, I don't want people to know that I'm not doing well. But life is short. Like, if you're not doing well, don't hide behind it. Don't. I know it's really tempting to, but reach out, get the help you need and deserve, and be there for your friends that need that help that they deserve.
Awesome. That's really helpful, I think, for me to know. And as you know, it's been like the best experience getting to be your friend, and you do that
absolutely
for me. Like, Alex does it for me too. She reaches out to me, and I think that's a big reason why our friendships worked so well over the years mm-hmm. is we don't like cling to each other. We're not mm-hmm. clingy, but we also mm-hmm. don't let each other mm-hmm. just slip away.
Yeah.
And we never stop reaching out and mm-hmm. you know, just being there for each other. And obviously our faith and mm-hmm. and all that.
Go Jesus.
Alex is really has an amazing story, like way more than she's talking about. So
yeah, I do. I'm dope, I'm not gonna lie, but no.
Yeah. So obviously, like, being your friend is one of my favorite things, and I think
likewise.
Friendship is hard in college and young as a young adult, so I think it's just encouraging to remember why it's so important. But yeah, we've got 9 years down as friends, and I feel like we're just going strong. So
ready for 9 more.
I know. Well, that was my question. Where do you think we're gonna be in 9 years?
Oh my god. I'm going to be living in a mansion with my husband. I'm going to be writing for the New York Times.
For sure.
Volunteering on the weekends.
Traveling to France. Every other weekend.
Absolutely. I love French. I'm a Francophile. Anyway, as for you, you're going to be living in the mansion next door to me with your husband. And you'll also be writing for the New York Times. We'll both be writing for the New York Times, just
okay.
different sections.
I love it. Sounds like kind of North Texas Daily, but just the next
yeah.
level.
Yeah.
There's a very small step, but no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. No, yeah.
I would love that, and it's not the craziest thing I've ever heard, so.
No, yeah, I think
we'll see.
It's really uncanny how long we've been friends.
Right.
And just the levels to this friendship, so I'm like not even kidding
yeah.
when I say that. I think down the line, we'll still probably be in each other's lives.
I think so, too. I'm not worried. So, yeah, well, thank you so much, Alex, for your time.
Absolutely.
And for coming on and talking about our friendship. And friendship, it's been so awesome getting to hear your thoughts. And, you know, I'm so thankful for you. Well, that's all we have for you today. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great...
Skirt. I did have one last
yeah,
thing. I wrote some notes.
Oh, right.
My thoughts.
I forgot.
I said, without friends, we're just individuals wandering aimlessly, desperately searching for somewhere to belong. For that reason, to me, friendship is the glue that holds the world together. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Goodbye. I love
that. And on that note, we're going to end with that beautiful thought. Thank you so much, Alex, for coming on.
Woo!
Thanks for listening. And you know, you're going to hear from us again. Have a great rest of your day.
God bless.
Bye. Yeah. Yay! We did it!
I've never had so much fun before in my life.
Now we can't delete it. I need to make sure absolutely. It doesn't delete.
This might sound weird, but can you send it to me?
Oh, done. Yes.